Ballet Victoria came to the Civic Centre in Port Hardy on May 10, as the last show in the North Island Concert Society's 2024-2025 season. They were brought back by popular demand after performing during the 2023-2024 Concert Society season. The auditorium was at full capacity. Audience appreciation was effusive, and the applause wasn't just appreciative. Audience members hooted and cheered like diehard fans at a hockey game, even as the show had barely begun. The Ballet Victoria is a boutique professional ballet company with 14 dancers that was established in 2002. Under the artistic direction of Paul de Strooper, Ballet Victoria has produced 100 new works and has toured in Canada, the USA and Mexico. According to their brochure, the group creates an uncompromising range of choreographies, from Baroque music to rock, from opera to folk songs. The first dance in their program is movement in response to the songs, in French, of the Belgian singer-songwriter, Jacques Brel. Ballet Victoria's artistic director, Paul de Strooper, who considers himself a Belgian, though he was born in Montreal and then moved to Switzerland, grew up with Brel's music. He says, "His text is brilliant, it's full of emotion. You can even hear it in his voice. He is very dramatic, and he has a sense of humor, and a bit of irony and sarcasm, but also much tenderness, and love and beauty." The male dancers in this piece wore plain gray shirts and black pants. The female dancers wore, almost plain, outfits with loose flowing skirts in a soft gradation of pastel colors, very appropriate to the emotional timbre of Brel's songs. The set design was utterly simple, just the stage and a black backdrop, but this was no accident. There were two main elements in this dance: the well-enunciated reverberating voice of Brel and the complementing movement. Any colorful backdrop or sets would have been a distraction, even an irritation. The words and the movement were intimately intertwined. They were a perfect marriage that needed no interference from the outside. The second piece, choreographed by Andrea Bain, was entitled Threads of Connections. Bain, who used to be one of Ballet Victoria's prima ballerinas, is now an established choreographer and Ballet Victoria's artist in residence. De Strooper explains, "She's looking how people nowadays are not connecting. Throughout history we always have a bit of a disconnect. Sometimes we miss opportunities to extend a welcome to someone or we want to meet someone but then we do nothing about it and somebody steps in, and so she's playing with that." He says that she brings a more contemporary feel for a lot of people, with more neoclassic and more contemporary movement and expression. This piece also made use of simple costumes, the male dancers in black and gray and the female dancers all in white, and a simple set to allow the focus on the numerous and sometimes very complex interactions between dancers. "I found it ironic that there were so many dancers interacting on stage doing a wide variety of movements that the underlying theme was disconnection. This makes a good metaphor for how our planet now has 8 billion people in it, but there seems to be more loneliness and isolation than ever." The second half of the show was based on Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, with its many silly, fickle, and fanciful characters. "Before I saw this part of the show, I wondered how they were going to create a Renaissance atmosphere without a lot of sets. Alas, they came up with a solution that was very portable and very effective aesthetically: a projector screen. Projected onto the screen was the image of a castle gazebo surrounded by trees with the full moon shining down. It produced the required dreamy mood." The performance contained everything that has made ballet a popular, cultural fix, for centuries: colorful elaborate costumes, technically amazing movement, magical creatures, drama, love and loss, and so on. A salient feature in Midsummer Night's Dream is humor. Very often the audience broke out in laughter, as in one example during a slow-motion fight that ended in a very targeted shot to a groin. Ballet Victoria was a feast for the senses and the psyche. Although ballet has had a bit of an elitist allure over the centuries, I believe, at its core, it is the manifestation of our primal need for play. It is an escape to a magical imaginary space, and that was abundantly satisfied with this show. Deborah Lynn lives in Port Alice and has a BFA in Art and Design from the University of Alberta and an MA in Art Education from Concordia University in Montreal.